We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, but we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, on the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. Shachat, this is talking about the sugya of Ikor. Ikor means where one of the Samanim gets dislodged or ripped before you finish the Shechita. Before you finish Shechita. Like the Shechita, part of Shechita is having two Samanim. Here, one Simon got a Shechita, or Simon, the other Simon got a psika. It was cracked open or dislodged, and there you can't become a Shechita because that's called Ikor. So it's a psul in the Shechita. Zok the Mishnah, Shachat asa Beshet, Yishecht the Beshet, or Pasak asa Gageres. And the Gageres got snapped. Or Pasak asa Gageres, or the Gageres got snapped first, Vachach Shachat asa Beshet. Or there's a third case, it's not Ikur, it's a case where you shecht one simon, and then it died by itself, you waited till it died. Oy, shehichlet is a sak, itachas hasheni. This is a chalada. A chalada means that you shecht the first simon karoyu, then you stuck the knife in, you took the knife out, you stuck it under the bottom simon, and you shecht it up. And let's say you shecht the kana first, that was a regular down motion, you pulled out your knife, it went under the veshet, and went up. That's called Hichlid as a Sak and Takas Hasheini. We had this also on Daf Lamed Beis. Like we explained the difference with this Mishnah and the case of that Amayri there. It was a little different. Upasku. So these are four cases of Psule Shechita. What's the halacha? Is this a Nevela or a Trefa? On one hand, you could say it's a Trefa. Why? Because the simon that it got snapped made it into some of him it can't live. And the Shechita only was on one simon. So maybe it's a Trefa. Or you say this is all a Psule in the Shechita. And therefore never had a Shechita. And therefore it's a Nevela. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yishevi, I'm a nevela. It's a nevela. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a treifa. Klal, I'm Rabbi Yishevi. Rabbi Yishevi says a klal. I'm sure Rabbi Shua. Kol shenifs lov shchitasa. If the psul happened in the shchita, it's a nevela. Kol shchitasa garoyu. Anytime you have a good shchita, tusa manim agvaldig a shchita or ala hadurim, and it has a hole in the neck, a hole in the brain, or something like that. Then karoyu v'dava achad garam leli pasul. Then it's a treifa. Ma'is of a hoydul Rabbi Kiva. Kiva was masking. You're right. It's not a treifa. It's a nevela. Why? Because here you never kosher shchita. You have psul shchita. For example, we'll concentrate on the first example of the ikur. The yeshech the veshet and pasak geres. So how's it got shchita? It's not a good shchita. So it's not a good shchita. So therefore, it's not a treifa. It's an avail. That's what comes out from our Mishnah. And Rabbi Kiva was masking to this. It comes out at the end. He first he argued. Then at the end of the day he was masking. So I think more immediately with a bamba kasha. Shachas aveshet v'hoidlo Rabbi Kiva. That's how Mishnah says. V'raminu asked for kasha v'm perik elu treifas. It's a perik later on. It's a perik. It's the next perik in Masechtas Chulin, and it says elu treifas behema. The following things are called treifas by behema on top of base now. Nekuvas aveshet. The veshet has a small hole. Upesukas hagageres. What the gageres gets snapped. So l'chayra to furish pesukas hagageres means that you cut the gageres. Obviously not. The shechita, then it'll be kosher. Had a broken a windpipe, the loch is at the treifa. And you're telling me in our Mishnah, not like that. You told me in our Mishnah that if you shech the veshet and the gegeres was psuka, even says first, pasak es hagegeres, v'achas shachas veshet, the loch is that what? That it's an avela. And Rabbi Kiva was masking. So what's going on over here? Mamash apella. Amarava, loikashom, kancha shachat v'lipsoit pasak. Kancha pasak of seif shachat. If you're thinking of a kasha, Gemara will ask you a kasha, but let's see the Gemara's tarets first. That depends. If you shachat ul b'soif pasak, that the Gemara explains, shachat seif pasak nefselas b'shchita. That's a psul shchita because you started the shchita fine. It was not a treifa when you started the shchita, and then it was pasak before a chance to do a gageres. You got pasak. That's a shchita psul. But pasak ul b'soif shachat. But if I already had that psul before I started my shechita, that's like a case of treifa. Makes a lot of sense. That's a treifa. Before I started my shechita, it was already pasak geres. That's a treifa. Then you're not going to tell me that's a... Now I did a shechita. I did a shechita. That's called shechita. The chiddush is that in this case, the shechita metaram deina vela, and it's only a treifa, because I did whatever I could do in the shechita, I did the shechita. My second other case, I was supposed to... When I started the shechita, I had two someone in front of me. I didn't do that. That's why it's a psul. Shechita. That's the Gemara has have been is. It's a chilv between two. But the problem is like this. Our Mishnah is a problem. Eisver achabar huna l'rova. Our Mishnah says, shachat asa beshet, the pasak asa gageres. That's very good. We stand in the Gemara, and the Mishnah ends off as a nevela. But it says also, pasak asa gageres, ba'achakach shachat asa beshet, nevela. It says, everyone agrees to nevela. Even Rabbi Kiva agreed at the end of the day. So what's going on over here? You just told me, in the Mishnah, next parak, that this is called treifa. So we want to know, our mission means like this. The second case of the Mishnah was that Pasuk has a geres, Vachashach has a vesh, means Pasuk has a geres, and the veshet was geshachten already. That was okay, it was geshachten already. On Malay, shtei tshuvas v'davah, there's two problems with pshat. Chodo, the hainu kamaisa, that is the first case. It's not a second case. Va'oid, hotanach v'achkach, this is v'achkach. So what's the answer? So basically the question like this. Here it says that if the pagageres gets snapped, and it means the psal shchita, why? Because shchita means to shech bo simonim. If one of them does not go b'shchita, that's the veila. And the next parak says that pasageres is called a treifa, just mamash often a stir. Elo marava, elu asurois ketoni. It doesn't mean elu treifas davka. It means elu asurois ketoni. V'yeshvem neveilois, v'yeshvem treifas. Some are neveilois and some are treifas. That's what they are. The Mishnah doesn't just mean the treifas; it means neveilois, which means the chiddush that there are neveilois that could be. You know, a novella means something, Behemoth dies. That's not, the Mishnah's not going to say it's your case, Behemoth's dead. That's a novella. But we're saying like this, the Mishnah's saying, next we're saying is, you do a shechita, and someone on a trade for someone on a novella. How is it possible to have a shechita or a novella? If it's possible, I guess. That's a novella. That's what it means. So that's what the Mishnah means. So that we got out of it. Trade is lav dafka. It means that the different psalm. Pray to Gemara, if you're counting novellas, the lechshav nami de chiskiya, so why do you say chiskiya also? Chiskiya also is a case where when you shechted it, the behemoth was alive, but it's still a novella. What's the case of chiskiya? I'm a chiskiya. I saw a gistera, novella. That if you shechted it in a form of making it into a gistera, that's called a novella, which means the case was you gave it a snap, you cut the back. Even though the behemoth is walking around regular, it's called a novella. That's the way it's said before. It's still alive, but it's called a novella. And now if I shecht it by the neck, it's called a novella. So why don't we count that? That's not a case where behemoth dropped dead. I saw a gistera means you made a gistera, and then you did a regular shechita even. Still a novella. And there's another case we had before. We had both cases before. B'lech shenam d'Rav Elazar, d'Rav Elazar, not lo yerech chal shlo. If its foot came off with the thigh, and it leaves a gaping hole in that spot by where that leg comes out, where that thigh comes out, it's called a novella, even though behemoth's still walking around. So we have two more cases where you can do a regular shechita on a behemoth, and it's a novella. So the Gemara, no, kikton nevela deloy metam v'chayim. We're not talking about nevelas that already are metami before you start the shechita. I'm a nevela metam v'chayim. Those two nevelas metam v'chayim loy ktoni doesn't say. So this is one teretz to the kasha. One teretz to the kasha is a daich teretz, of course. But the teretz is that elu treifas does not mean elu treifas. It means some of them are nevelas as well. Teretz number two. Try another teretz. Rav Shimon Lakish, again, we have a steer over here that our Mishnah says Pasak Asak Geras is a Nevela, and even Rav Akiva agrees. The next Mishnah says Pasak Asak Geras is a Treifa. Comes Rav Shimon Lakish, Omar, Kan Sheshocha Mokim Chetach, Kan Sheshochat Shloim Mokim Chetach. And the Gemara explains, Shochat Mokim Chetach, if you shechted where the Kana was snapped, means you shechted the Veshat, which is the food pipe, then you went into the windpipe in the same spot where it was caught. So, nifslo v'shchiti, that's a psal shchita. Shloim makam chatach, kidov ach garm lo l'pastami. If it's not makam chatach, then it's better. Now, what's pshat in that? That's an interesting pshat. So you need the Maram over here to explain to you. Maram explains it, he explains it like this. He says, if the makam sh'shnei ha-simonim shleimim, if they're both whole, the simonim, in the place of shechita, v'shachat shneim, kivu shachat shnei asimana, mikra shechita aguna. It's called a good shechita. Umetzi ba mede nevela. V'af apis yikvar nifsak simen echot koilim shechita, kivum de b'mokoim shechita, shachat shnei simonim, loy mikri nevela elo treifa. Loy mikri nifselas b'shechita, eldov ach garm loy. That's what he wants to tie in. That if you shech the two simonim, then it's called shechita. And it's a matara mede nevela. If you didn't shech all of them and you went in that spot, that's not called a shechita. That's called a novella. That's the chilek. That's the territory of Shimon Lakish. So it would come out from here that we're saying, even though I want to bring out this chiddush before we see the Gemara's kasha. So it comes out Lakish holds, sounds like that when you have a simon that snapped, let's say a kana, it's still called a simon. It's a simon. Why? Because we're saying a shechita, not a place called a shechita. If it wasn't a simon, it's nothing. So the simon didn't die with the psukah geres. So faith of our akasha, it's not true. Miram simon malakish hachi, miram simon malakish shachat es hakana va'acha nikvah hareya ksheira. The halacha is if you shechted the kana And then afterwards, before it completely died, it got a hole in the lung, which means like this. You didn't shecht the veshet yet. You only shecht the kana. And in between the kana and the veshet, the reya got a hole. The lung got a hole in it. Is that a psul or not? Is that a treif or not? A treif. I don't think a treif never. Is that a treif or not? On one hand, the hamer's still alive, so it became a treif. But Rosh Hashanah goes, no, you know why? When I shecht the kana, the windpipe with the lung, it's all one organ, that organ is out. It's sitting in a basket. It's done. It's like it's in the basket already. So if that's true, once you have a snapped kana, I can't cut a kana. I'm cutting a basket now. Because remember, what was the whole Teradunt of Ram? That Teradunt was that if the kana is intact in one spot, and I shech that spot, it's called a shechita. Freit Gemara, Shimon Lakish holds that when a kana has a hole in another spot, the kana is not here anymore. It's done. So you can't have a shechita anymore on that. So you can't say that's a pshat. So Mar slugged out the pshat. Api his own words. Slugged his own words. So we need another teretz. You know we had the first teretz, but we still need another teretz. Olam Rav Chia, ba'abar meyechon olay kasha. Whole kasha doesn't start. You know why? Kan koidem chazar, kan lacha chazar. When you have it, our mishter, Rav Akiva holds pasay ageres is a treifa. He changed his mind to nevela, but he held a 1-point treifa. That mishter ain't a treifa. Is Rav Akiva talking? Ah, he was chayzer. The Mishnah moved from its place. Frank Rashi, what do you mean Mishnah Lozaza Mekayma? That Mishnah's Hill Trave is after this Mishnah. He's Chayzer reading this Mishnah. How do you get to that Mishnah? And with Rashi, that there's no Seyd in the Mishnah. But and there's no Seyd in the Mishnahs. I, Frank Rashi, the Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah says, there in Mutafyam, you don't know this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that there is Seyd in the Mishnah. In one Masechta, there is Seder. Maybe not for one Masechta, not Masechta. But one Masechta, there is. The Afgav L'chol Masechta Amrinan, and Vayzar, there is Seder L'mishnah. So he says, that's the Afgav Stam Vach HaMachloikas. The cloud, that if it's a Machloikas, then a Stam, or a Stam, then a Machloikas, there's a Seder. But the Gav, these type of things are no Seder, and therefore there's also a Mekayma. Beautiful Gemara, but that's tomorrow's Tarets. Something more of it. Now we're going to handle this interesting Rosh Lakish that we just mentioned, by Munach B'dik, Kufa. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, shachat es hakana, if someone shechted the kana, this is, remember, before the veshet, it's not dead yet, it's not keshachten yet, v'achachach nikvah reya, the lung got a hole in it, it's kshera. What was the reason? We said, the reason was, we'll see, not everyone agrees to that reason, but the reason we said is, because the kana is like not here, the kana is done, you can't do anything to the kana now, it's in the basket already. So Amar Rava, Fidus Havana, it's possible what Rava says. Amar Rava, lo Amar Rava Shimon Lakish, El Bereya. Ho V'chaye Reya, Tlui V'kana. It's only if it gets a hole in the Reya, because the Reya is telling the Kana. Aval B'nei Me'ayim Loi. Let's say it gets a hole in the stomach. The Veshet is connected to the stomach, obviously, the food pipe. If the Me'ayim gets a hole now, before the Veshchita, then it's Taka Pasol, it's Trefa. Because you didn't check the Veshet yet. Then about that is, Pasol. Maskel Rav Zera's Kasha is Gaboy Tank. Rav Zera did not learn like Rava's understanding of Shimon ben Lakish. Maskel Rav Zera, Ma'achas Nold was Simoni Treifa, Monav Shach. If it has Simoni Treifa, so he tarta Mali Bereya, Mali Bereya Mayim. What's Shimon Rav Zera? Rav Zera held, the Rashi explains, that the heter of Shlokish was the Ein Treifa Lachatzi Chios. That once a behemoth is half dead, there's no parish of Treifas anymore. If you shech the kana, the thing is half dead. There's no parish of treifas anymore. And therefore, Rav Zera held, if it's a treif anywhere, you have a heter. If it's a treif in the stomach, also it's a heter, because it's half dead. So therefore, that's the zero words of Rav Zera again. Rav Zera, ma'akash no b'smoni treifa, and hetarta, mali bereya, mali bereya ma'ayim. Like Rashi says, because ain't treifa l'chatz yichios. So that's Rav Zera's tiny. So Rav Zera, fear Rav Zera would come out, that even if you get a hole in the stomach, it won't be a problem. Or maybe he holds both are a problem. He doesn't hold, he holds up, they're both the same. It's a shayla of yes, treifa l'chatzichias or not. And he holds Rav Shlokas holds ain't treifa l'chatzichias. Zok to Gemara, l'maisa v'hoda be Rav Zera. Rav Zera was choizer from this. I'll bring you a riot. Medaboy Rav Zera, nikvu b'nei ma'ayim b'nei simul and simul ma'hu. Mi mitzta Rav Simul Rishon and Simul Shein l'tarav d'nei ve'lo o'loi. Rav Zera had a shayla like this. If the b'nei ma'ayim got a hole, b'nei simul and simul, between the first sim was the kani, shechted it, and right after that, I had a hole. Mine was the case we just spoke about. So his question is like this. It seems like he's masking very clearly that it will become a treifa. But it will become a treifa. His question is that here maybe it's worse. Maybe here it'll be even an avela. Why? I doing a good shechita, and here's definitely a zaytik thing. So he says like this: do you say the first simen when I shechted it, the whole behemoth was kosher? So that simen was a shechting that creates two things: a heter achila, and it's not an avela. The second simen, all it's doing is making it ois nevela, but it's not making it. Oh, it's not allowing you to eat the behemoth. So who told you that the two simonim can be mitzdarif when they're two different type of things? Mi mitzdarif simon rishon or simon sheni letarav din avela, if the simon rishon is a heta achila de gashchita. Like Rashi speaks out, mi amina simon rishon nishcha lebeiz dvarim leheta achila u letarav din avela. The simon sheni loibol atira ba'achila, because it's nitrfa, it's only letarav din avela. Who say you can mitzdarif for two things? That was a shiloh. So you see, Rabbi from Mishaylah is assuming that it will become a treifa, and there is a treifa l'chatzichia. So that's the Rabbi who is chayzer. But let's get into the Shaila a little bit. So by Rabbi Zera Nikvu b'nei Ma'ayim ben Simul Simul Ma'ayim ben Simul 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 Simul. So Gemara asks, Lav Hainu the boy Ilfa, is that Ilfa Shaila? Ilfa Shaila was like this. The halach is, if a ubar is in the mother's stomach, b'shas the shechita works for the ubar as well. It works to mimata the uber as well. If the uber sticks out one hand, that hand will not have a het shechita whatsoever. So here the simon was that the boy for hoitzu uber as yadoi ben similar simon. If the and the local be is it won't be an avela, but it won't be able to be eaten. It'll be a treifa. If the uber sticks out his hand, that hand will be a, and you have to cut the hand off, but it'll be a treifa and not an avela, but won't be mutter to eat. So the shaila was hutzu uber hoitzi uber as yodim and similar simon. If it stuck in his hand, not before the shechita, between the two simonim, and ilfa klared now on top of lama gimel, very similar shaila. Mi mitzdar of simon rishon and simon shein l'taira within the veil. Why? Because simon rishon was being mitar and being matalachila. The simon sheini on this legabe this limb will only be mitar legabe the limb will only be mitar for. Nevelo, does that work or loy? That was a shaila. That was Ilfa shaila. So Gemara's kasha is one of Rabbi Zera replaced the shaila from Ilfa. Why? Because Ilfa had a pshitas to the shaila. The Gemara says on Daf Samach Test, I think it is, that Ilfa there the shaila was nifshat, and what happened in that shaila? The shaila was nifshat, and there we paskind that it works. The shechita works in Tarav Nevelo. Why? Since it's working for the rest of the uber, both simonim are mitzdarif. Together, legabe het achila for the rest of the animal and for the ubar, for the hand it can also be mistarif. Since it's mistarif for the ubar and the behema, it can mistarif for the hand as well. To be the higher time of the avail, because it has its seer ready. And Rashi speaks out, and therefore the Gemara's kash is that what's up Zera Shaila, by if it has a whole b'nei ma'ayim, it could mistarif. Same thing over there also, it should be a riot that's mistarif there, even though it's not exactly the same case. There you're getting a het achila upon him. So here also, the Maram explains what the pshitas would be. He says, "Elavade loich hashinon laha b'ma hashem chalukim hukal in etharim den avela gam kein mitzdarf." And it goes to mitzdarf. V'im kein leinyan nikvu b'nei ma'ayim tivshet the mitzdarf. That we're saying that you see it could be mitzdarf both. Not worry about mitzdarf to simonim. We could be mitzdarf it. Akaponim. That was the shaila Rav Zera with the raya from Ilfa. But what do you see? Like we just spoke out. Ad kan loy boy lo tarm den avela. The whole shaila is, could you mitzarif the two simonim tarm den avela? Av bachila asura. It's also bachila. Now what's going on here? It's ein treifa lechatzi chios, according to Rav Zera. We don't care about a treifa that happens after the first simon, because he says only chatzi chios. Terry says, no, he agrees to Rav Shlokish that the vart is only a treifa that's in the kana, where there the kana is shochten already. It's keman gemunach medikla, it's like in a basket. But in the reya would be it. So it looks like that Rav Zera was chayzer from his kasha on Rava's pshat and Shlokish. So to Gemara, no. Omle Rav Acha bar Rav Ravina dim lo oil moi hod debay. Ravina was chayzer. Was not chayzer. Where was the shayla? He had a shayla been similar simon. It seems like he's working with that treifas. Rav Zera drove the Rava koma. Valela suyule. He's saying, if you Rava have a shayla, if you're Havana have a shayla, you have a Havana. That there's a case of a psul reya is not a problem. But a psul bnei ma'ayim is a problem. So I want to know if it has gets this whole bnei ma'ayim, kerem mitzaref both these things, and it's treif ataka, kerem mitzaref both simonim to make it ois nevela. Could I do that or not? Now, for you, for me, it's not a shayla. Why? Because any treif that happens after the first simon is not a treif, because ain't treif l'chad tzichias. But I'm asking for you, Avonim. So that's the bottom line over here, that we came at over here, that we have here a few dinim here. We have the main din you have to know is Rav Shimon Rosh Lakish Halacha, that Shachas HaKono V'Acha Nikva HaReya, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Two Mahalachim. Rava's Mahalach and Rav Zeir's Mahalach. Rava's Mahalach is that the reason why it's not a treifa is because the Kona was shechted already, so the Kona is out of service. If it's out of service, a hole in the Reya won't make a problem. But if you Rava Homa B'nei Ma'ayim, won't make a problem because that's not out of service yet. The other pshat is Rav Zeir's pshat. The Zeir's pshat is that any behema is only a chatzichias, there's no parasha or treifas. There's no parasha or treifas. And we declare that Rav Zeir's chayes or not, because Rav Zeir had a shayla, being similar simon, isn't it sour for them to take out from the veil? Master, for sure, you can't eat it. So no, he said that shayla is only according to Rav. And then, Mi'at Shem, next Gemara, Rav Yaakov Yaakov, we learn out from the Shosh Lakish some more halachas. Shmaim and Rav Shlakish, more halachas, we'll see Mi'at Shem in tomorrow's shir.